One more sleep to go for the Edmonds stable before Hootson lines up in the Kingstand Stakes, and Trent Edmonds joins us from Newmarket in the UK. Trent, how do you feel, mate? You've been there for many weeks, and now here it is, virtually there.
Yeah, no. Everything done now that we can do, and she's had a pretty seamless preparation, so we're very happy with it, very exciting now. So, as I said, all the hard work's done, and looking forward to running tomorrow.
When you first took her there, we knew that there was basically all the preparation work was going to be done at Newmarket. Now on the eve of the race, are you happy with everything you've done?
Yeah, for sure. It's been great. She's put well. She's been training super, so couldn't be happier with how she looks, how she's been going, and. We're going there, obviously, hopeful, but quietly confident that she's going to produce her best and be very competitive.
With her recent gallops, I know Kieran McAvoy jumped aboard late last week, but her main gallop, her last one, was it what you wanted to see going into this 1,000-metre race?
Yeah, so her main gallop, we gave her a pretty searching gallop last Tuesday on the Rolly Mile. And thought she worked super. The track was fairly rain affected, and to us, it looked perfect. You know, she was spot on. She came off the track really, really free and fresh, and more importantly, wouldn't have minded turning out. She was seemingly very fit. And then Kieran jumped on her on Saturday morning just to get a feel of her, and same, she glided across the track, and he was happy with how she went. And I think him getting a feel of her got him a bit excited to be here, and he was full of pace for her. So if he's happy, we're happy.
Yeah, exactly. I know your father's been there for a week or so now. Just the way she's looking, is the whole team just happy with? The way you're talking there, you can't sort of fault her. It's now up to her whether she's up to this quality.
Yeah, that's exactly right. As I said, we've had a great preparation, and left no stone unturned. He obviously seen her when he came over for the gallop at Ascot about 4 weeks ago, four and a bit weeks ago. And when he arrived after Strabo Day the other day, basically got straight off the plane and headed straight to the stables and had a look at her, and he was wrapped. She's come on. She looks amazing, and exact words were that I think she's probably fitter than we've ever had her at this stage of a prep, first up and early in a prep. So, as I said, she's in good nick, and he was happy with her. So,
Yeah, that's the main thing. Barrier 11, can you remind me where that is, whether it's grandstand or to the inner?
So, Barrier 11, the stalls will be in the middle of the track. And to be fair, it's a quite small field for a Kingstand. Usually there's, 18, 19, 20 runners. So barriers are in the centre of the track. And being Barrier 11, she will be grandstand side.
Grandstand side, all right. And what about the weather? There's some chance of maybe some showers on day one?
So at the moment, the track is it's good on the straight course, which is fantastic. The good over here is probably a little bit softer than our good at home, you would say, which is fine. When we went to Ascot, had a good look at the track. The grass cover was fantastic. It was just in brilliant order. And one thing I did note about it was that it dried very quick. I mean, we got there quite early in the morning and let the mares settle in the boxes, and we walked the track early and then went back a couple of hours later to gallop. And in those couple of hours, it was chalk and cheese. It was a really heavy morning dew early in the morning, and sort of a couple of hours later, it was a lot drier. But I think the weather forecast, it does... sort of predict a little bit of rain and maybe a thunderstorm, but that should be after we race, I hope.
Okay, well, let's hope so, because you're, of course, obviously, what is it, the third race, our time tonight at 12:40. I better let you tuck away and have a few hours, Kip, mate. It must be very exciting from all of us back here listening to us, mate. We wish you most sincerely all the best, and we know that you'll produce her very best, mate. So good luck.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Trent Edmonds joining us there from Newmarket in the UK. So the race tonight is at 12:40, the King Stand. Batash, number one for Charlie Hills, is the favourite at $2.90. Over the Appleby Train, Blue Point, number two, is at $3.40. And then Hootson is currently at $16, number seven for Kieran McAvoy. That race at 12:40. As I say, Andrew Hawkins will take you through a complete coverage tonight and every night this week here on Sky Sports Radio. There for Sky at Royal Ascot is Lizzie Jelps, and she's filed this preview to help you look at these races tonight.
Day one of Royal Ascot is just around the corner, and unfortunately we have had a lot of rain over the last week, so the going is good to soft in places on the round course. We will be getting you an update with Chris Stickles before the first race, so he can talk us through the going report and what he expects the track to play out like throughout the day and also for the rest of the week. The first race on the card, which will open up a fantastic 5 days of racing, is the Queen Anne Stakes, where Mustachery, who won the Lockinge last start, is our favourite, who's trained by Sir Michael Stout. There's a number of other horses who have come through the Lockinge. Lawrence is one of them, and also Accidental Agent, last year's winner. Barney Roy has come back this preparation. He went to stud and things didn't work out there, so he was returned back into the stables of Charlie Appleby's. Had a couple of runs in this campaign. He ran second at Ascot, his first run back, and he was able to win at Longchamp, and he certainly did a nice enough job. He looks to be also one of those horses who, as long as he's saved up to the last 50 metres, he's definitely going to give a really nice turn of foot, and he's got the ability to win this race. But I still think Mustachery is the horse to beat in the Queen Anne Stakes on the opening day. On to the King's Stand Stakes. Well, we haven't been able to win this race since 2009. That was when Scenic Blast was able to take out the addition of the King's Stand Stakes. Batash is the hot price favourite. Blue Point is second pick. He was able to win the race last year, but Batash has won the Temple Stakes like he did last year, and he's going off favourite again. We saw him working at Charlie Appleby's Lambourne Base in the week, and he certainly looks as though he's a horse who's a lot more settled and a lot more focused, and that's really going to play into his favours, because that was always his undoing throughout his preparations. I feel that Blue Point is still going really, really well. He obviously won the Alcoz Sprint last start. They've elected to run him over the 1,000 metres. I think Charlie Appleby feels he's a better 1,000-metre horse than he is a 1,200-metre horse, but he looks to be lining up in an event where he's definitely able and good enough to win over the 1,000 metres and beat Batash. Of course, we've got Hootson and the New Zealander Enzo Ladd as well taking their place. Hootson, from what I've seen of her, has not put a foot wrong at all. She looks in fantastic shape. She's very focused. She's very eager. She wants to do her work. From all reports, Toby and Trent Edmonds have been very, very happy with how she's been performing. She's eating. She's showing all the right signs. And of course, the seal of approval, seeing Kieran McAvoy ride her up the Alba Hathaway on Saturday morning. She worked really well. She's nice and strong. And she looks to be going into the race in her best possible condition. So we'll certainly be cheering for the Aussies in that event. On to the St. James's Palace Stakes. Well, this is a really strong race, considering you've got horses like Too Darn Hot and Phoenix of Spain, who have duelled against each other. It's 1-1 to each other. Too Darn Hot is certainly the horse that has obviously had a few issues this preparation. He's definitely coming into himself now. John Gosden and both Frankie Dettori have both spoken very highly about him, and they feel that he's probably getting to his peak now in the St. James's Palace Stakes, and we all know what a master trainer John Gosden is. Phoenix of Spain has done nothing wrong. He was an emphatic winner of the Irish 2000 Guineas last out. He is a horse that we also saw working in the week, and he looks nice and free and strong, and he's obviously going to put his best foot forward in the St. James's Palace Stakes, and it's going to be pretty much a duel between the two, Too Darn Hot and Phoenix of Spain. The one other horse that I would like to make a mention to is King of Comedy. He hasn't faced Group 1 performers yet, but he's been progressing really nicely. He's a horse that has followed the same path as Without Parole, who won the race last year for John Gosden. So definitely look out for him to be hitting the line strongly. But all in all, it looks like a fantastic day of racing on paper. It should be a great night to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central. We've also got the coverage on Sky One as well. I'll be bringing you all the latest information and certainly all the interaction from all the Aussies from the track. And it should be a great night, so tune in and hopefully we'll be able to cheer the Aussies home.
Yeah, let's hope so. Lizzie Jolse there for us at Sky Sports Radio, and we'll have nightly coverage with Andrew Hawkins each night this week coming up, beginning tonight with the Queen Anne at 11:30, and you'll get a lot more information prior to that time here on the National Racing Service. If you're lying in bed, you can still capture it all here on Sky Sports Radio.